Yo.
The soundtrack this week was Muy Caliente. He provokes me. Like it's nothing, nothing, nothing.
Okay. Narcos without the subtitles.
Hey. She's got a lot of songs on Spotify. I literally didn't know she was like a Spanish speaking person.
I can do the Macarena with this. What's she talking about?
About a dude that she super like fucks with, but he be playing games and he trash. Like, and he play her, he play games like it's nothing, like como si nada, like it's nothing. And now she gotta turn into a fucking bitch now. Yeah. So hey, what's up?
So the Mexican homies got the issues too, huh? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Relationship issues. Now. Spare no one.
Shout out to the black men out there.
This episode 7.
Nice, wholesome.
Oh God! Like, what was the point? Like, I want to agree with you, but like,
cause now I can tell, like, all the niggas y'all say fuck niggas just be Mexicans with a black mask on. It's all good.
Hi, guys.
What up? What up? What up?
It's episode 7, the Insecure Recap Show. I'm Chris. That's Spence.
What up? What up?
He's so loud. Okay, you want to just get into it? So I realized I thought we had 10 episodes. We have 9 episodes, ladies and gents. We have 2 more episodes. And then me and Spence got to find something else to talk about.
We got an hour left.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Because like the rest of the hour is like fucking showing you what you ain't going to see for 2 years.
Where do we start?
I mean, we could start where the last episode ended.
Okay.
So remember how the last episode ended where, very upsetting, Issa walked away from some food that she had already ordered because she saw Molly at the bar. We had a conversation about how strange that restaurant looks.
I thought that was definitely a hood store.
Very gentrified vibes.
And you get solo cigarettes.
One Lucy. Okay, so yeah, so... the way that the episode looked last week, it looked as if Issa, like stealthily got away, right?
Yep.
But it turns out when this episode starts, Molly sees her before she sees her. Did I say that right? I think I said that right.
Yeah, that was.
Molly sees Issa before Issa sees Molly.
50 Cent shit.
Okay.
It's okay. Cool.
All right. Anyway.
Lloyd Banks.
Yeah.
Rapping this shit. Double entendre.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, right. Anyway. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, so that's what happens. And so we see that Molly did see Issa.
Yep.
And then so then she purposely, like, tried to fix her body so, like, she could be like, oh, I didn't see that bitch first. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she definitely seen her when she got out of the car, I think.
And kind of had, like, a look on her face like she might have been prepared for whatever
I think their relationship that we've seen to this point suggested that Molly was expecting Issa to come to her to say something.
Molly was expect, of course.
And so
you don't get those vibes. She's just that type of girl. Like, she's not gonna say anything to you. Like, she hopes that everything that you do fails, and she's not like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, obviously. So she was kind of like,
that's why she fixed herself up to be like, oh, let this bitch walk up to me, like, pretty much. Like,
yeah, she was kind of like taken aback when
she didn't. Yeah, she had she was very shocked, like. This bitch saw me.
Yeah.
And didn't come to see me. We didn't come to see you.
You get privilege. It's privilege. Comfortable privilege.
Yeah, I suppose. So then we jump over to, I mean, it's not, nothing else to really unpack there. But then we jump over to Molly and Andrew.
The
best couple of 2020 right now. Like, Andrew's killing it. Like, I don't know about Molly, but Andrew's killing it.
Look, man. But hey, ladies, if y'all not going to be with us fellas, man, I don't mind y'all being with an Asian.
Being with an Andrew. You can be with an Andrew. All right. I hear it. They're not terrible, though. So that's all I'll say.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
Yeah, you know. Hey, man, look. Right. The Andrews and the Jellies are real fucking sweet to the ladies.
I need you to let go of that. Like, that was a real life storyline. Like, that was Romeo must die. You know, Aaliyah didn't really love him, right?
Hey, man, look. They kissed or it meant something. Okay. They just cut it off.
What are you, 12?
What? They did kiss they and they cut it out. They cut it out.
Oh, so it got a little hot tamale. All right, anyway. So Molly and
my brother.
Molly and Andrew are talking about their trip. Where are they going? Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah. Did she know beforehand? Because we see him talking on the phone with his brother. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if she knew beforehand or this was just some shit that they put together, that him and his brother put together.
It seems like it might have been something she got invited to. Just by the itinerary, it seemed as if that was the case. So it honestly might be something that, because it seemed like both the brothers were really busy. I like to tell stories, so I just be pulling other stuff out there. But it seems as if they're busy, so they maybe don't see each other often. So to me, that I was getting like, this is something we do when we get a chance.
By. Got you. Okay.
And then that's also why, like, I don't know. They gave me vibes like maybe he'd be bringing other people around. Like, or he shows up solo. Like, I don't know. That's just the vibes I got. But anywho, so they're talking about their trip. And so then Molly's like, oh, let me tell you how I saw this bitch Issa.
Yeah.
Except she totally did not tell that story.
Right? Yeah, man. You know, people like to put themselves in positions where they don't feel vulnerable.
Okay.
And in a position of power, you know? So you put tens on we do it. Mm-hmm. You put tens on a situation where Andrew wouldn't know. He wasn't there. So you put tens on it to kind of like make yourself feel good.
But
especially someone like Molly, I don't think.
I'm not into putting dubs on a Honda.
But I don't think she would want to.
I
would
have been like, I think she saw me, and so she didn't come in.
Yeah, but.
Nah. That's what happened. This bitch ran from me.
She had to put tens on it. She has to keep herself above the situation.
And that's how I know that they don't need to be friends no more. Like, what kind of friend does stuff like this? Like, I hear it like
a hurt one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what we do with those.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway. So that was the story she gave. And then pretty much, we jumped to the plane ride, right? We're at the airport.
Yeah, a bunch of filler.
A bunch of bullshit. Like, because Molly had to work or whatever.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
She treating her assistant like trash, which a lot of black people, when they get in a position of power, they treat their.
Don't just say black people.
Yeah, I'm speaking for us. I don't speak for nobody else. I'm black. Okay. I'm speaking for my people.
Well, that just made me feel like you think the Cox don't do that.
No, I'm not worried about them.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
But
go ahead. So people.
Yeah, I'm speaking on my community. I can't speak for nobody else. But a lot of us, when we get into a position of power, that job becomes like, this is my Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts you, you know, puts you way up there. Mm-hmm. And you start to look down on other people that's still grinding at the bottom. So the way you talk to your assistant like that, look, most people would have took it, but man, I'll probably be fired that day.
It was the delivery. I'll say that. I don't think that the message was something that somebody who's working for you should have not heard. I just think that Molly's trash. So the way that she delivers things is trash.
You might be right.
That's all I'm saying, because I'm thinking of it on a level of like, well, what was the message that was trying to be?
Yeah, because if
Molly bitchiness,
if I'm in Molly's position, it's a double sided coin. Like, if I'm in Molly's position and I'm not prepared for a meeting that I'm supposed to have,
mm-hmm.
I'd be tripping.
Too. That's what I'm saying. The message that she was trying to convey, like, I understand the message because it's true. Like, that's literally your job is to make sure that I'm prepared when I walk in for these types of things. But like. Also, like, she's still a fucking human. And just because you mad at some other bitch, like, now you over here barking at me. But, you know, that's how girls be acting. But anyway, so then because of the fucking extra work that Molly has to do, she's racing through Home Alone style, racing through the airport. And she arrives at the gate just in time. As they're boarding or like while they're on the plane and, you know, they're just having casual conversation. He's like, yo, my brother's kind of a calendar Can I say calendar Nazi?
Oh my God.
So no. Okay. Anyway, so he's kind of a schedule nut. Is that better?
What the fuck did that come
from? I mean, like,
a calendar Nazi.
But anyway, okay. Right? But you get it. You know the vibes. But anyway, so he's very, very schedule oriented. I guess I could have said. So he's like, yo, it's going to be a fucking, I don't know about fun packed, but it's going to be a packed weekend. And just make sure. And she's like, you know, well, it's okay. Or whatever. And I actually was a little bit shocked. Why are you still laughing? I was a little bit shocked because Molly's so used to like having control and like to like see that like on the first like outing that she's like really having with him. Like she was like, okay, that's cool. Can you please stop fucking laughing? Golly. What? See what I have to work with.
I'm trying to stop.
Are you? Because it seems to be escalating.
I've never heard that before. That is too fucking funny. Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway. It was just the two words that like conveyed what I was trying to get out before I thought schedule oriented, okay. Which is way more PC.
That took me off for a minute. Oh my Jesus Christ.
All right, glad you're back. So anyway. So yeah, so the schedule thing, and then we meet economy plus friend on the other side of the aisle.
Who was my sister? I know she was on in she was in Living
Kim
Single.
Kim Fields.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel in the haircut though.
Stop. You didn't like it? I mean, it's very like old lady. Like,
who was the black lady? She was like a judge. She's a judge.
You talking about Toler on the like divorce court?
What the fuck is that show called? I don't know, but yeah, she was giving me judge vibes.
Okay.
Like, she was giving me mad judge vibes, and I was like, why the fuck they got her? Like,
well, she was a divorcee, fresh off of this divorcee part.
Yeah.
And
what she said, 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it? Was it the? Was it 4 days? Because I think it was 4 days way later in the episode. I think when they saw her, it was like day two or some shit.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying. There's not really much else to say about that, but y'all could just watch it. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, and then Molly gets fingered on the plane. Is that Mile High Club, or you have to be like in the bathroom?
I ain't into none of that shit. I'm too scared. Like, I'm scared of airplanes in general.
Oh, but
I'm not thinking about sex at all. It is cold as fuck.
Yeah, that's what you get the blanket. That's what you got the blanket for.
What the
fuck? For the fingering and the warmth.
Like, it's cold as a motherfucker. This finger finna hurt. I mean,
icicle.
It's cold as a motherfucker on them planes. I just don't.
I hear it.
I think the sex on the airplane shit is very overrated.
I don't understand the bathroom thing. Like, I literally can't turn around in it.
I had a 45 minute flight, and that fucking bathroom was disgusting. So I know y'all not fucking on no planes. It's like fucking in a porta potty. Niggas not going to like a fucking community and fucking in the bathroom. That's basically what an airplane is. It's a fucking porta potty. Ain't nobody doing that shit, bro.
That blue water be splashed.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You gotta press that shit 4 times just for piss to go down and shit. That shit's nasty. Ain't nobody fucking on the airplane, man.
It's weird. I feel like sitting in the seat under the blanket is how you get to the Mile High Club. That just, I was gonna say fiscally, not fiscally, but just like,
yeah,
just
I don't.
Makes more sense.
I'm trying to.
So if you didn't have a fear,
you gotta be in
planes,
like first class type shit to do some shit like that.
They were in economy.
Oh, that's, I don't even know what the fuck that is. That's how you nothing. Know I ain't. That's how you know I ain't. I'm in the back of the plane. I'm on my Rosa Parks. Word up. I'm on my Rosa Parks shit. I'm in the back.
But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It's okay. Wait, I was asking. So if you weren't afraid of planes,
yeah,
like would you be like loosey goosey enough to be like, all right, let's do that? Like, because I feel like you're making up excuses like, oh, it's too cold. Like, I feel like you're making
up excuses. Sex is the last thing on my mind. Like, this nigga
okay,
is...
Okay, but let's just get over the fact that you 10,000 feet in the air. Get over that.
How the fuck do you get over that shit?
Like, you're already up there.
This nigga has my life in his hands.
Okay, but he's not being interrupted by the fingering. Like, he's up there minding his grown-ass business. Like,
no, flying in them little-ass seats.
I just feel like you... Okay.
My plane rides weren't...
Cause like I've been on plane rides,
little ass
like,
seats. You got fucking babies crying and shit.
I've been on plane rides. What about like I've been on plane rides and been like basically like almost empty. Well, it was like kind of like 10 o'clock at night. But like that would be perfect. Like so, it's like you get like a whole row to yourself.
No,
and then like ain't nobody for like 2 or 3 rows.
We'll wait. Let's play Candy Crush
together.
I'm not thinking about like.
I hear it. So anyway, so then we meet Andy's brother.
Yep.
Yeah, we learned that they call him Andy. I hate it. So yeah, can't remember. Did they say what he did?
No.
I can't remember. But he seemed like Chinese mafia. A CN. You know what I'm gonna say? I don't wanna say it, but that's what he seemed like. He's very schedule oriented.
Yeah. And he's a white Asian.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
He's a very white Asian.
Caucasian.
You're a fucking idiot. God damn. Okay.
So yes. And then we meet his wife, and like she's being super nice, and Molly's like, is she gonna try and fuck me later?
Prison has made you soft. I don't know why I can't get that fucking movie up.
But hey, yeah. So what do you think about
Andrew? Prison has made you soft.
What do you think about Andrew's brother?
He just gave me like. White Caucasians. He just gave me white, like white Asian vibes. Like he was a white dude in an Asian body.
Yeah,
and
like he's trying to like distance himself more from the Asian part and lean more into the.
We would already butt heads because I'm not an itinerary person. Like I get it, you know, you want to be on the schedule and shit, but I'm really not an itinerary person. And when you keep trying to put it on me,
mm-hmm.
Naturally, I'll start to rebel. Yeah. So
I feel
Molly and Andrew and Nick. Both of them was like, ugh.
Yeah. Could you like take like a loosely like hear something in like the more hear something in the morning, hear something afternoon, and hear something after dinner?
Yeah. Probably. I'm trying to eat some ass, man. Leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
I hit you like, when I'm free.
I'm trying to get super drunk. Like, I'm on vacation. Yeah. I'm trying to get super
drunk.
I hit
you when I'm free.
Super freaky. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I feel it.
I
hit you when I'm free.
You know his... When they
travel to come together.
You know so when you they make met.
Sure you do something together.
When they met.
You mean like when they all met up?
Yeah.
When they first had an opportunity to get away for a minute?
You know, I didn't get the vibe that his wife was fucking with Molly like that. Like, you know, she was like, you know, you didn't tell me she was a 10. And I was kind of like, I don't know. And that's just cause maybe because I'm jaded. But
I mean, was like. You felt like she was being fake.
Andrew, she's a Negro. Vibes.
Oh, I don't know if.
I don't know. Like, maybe at Andrew. That point, I don't know maybe if I got Andrew that. Or his brother didn't tell her that Molly was black.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know if I got those vibes immediately. Immediately, I just thought that she was being overly nice because...
And that's normally when you're trying to put on some racism. Extra. When you're putting extras on it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't tell me she was a 10.
I just thought... I mean, some Asian girls are just really, like, that, like, over the top and extra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. Mm. I'm not saying that that's not the case. And then later on, I think
if I meet someone and they're being overly nice, that means they're compensating for something.
I'm overly nice, I feel like, on first like impressions.
Like, not like that. Nope.
Okay.
I ain't having it.
I hear you. All right. So, yeah. So, that's them. And then we go back to the room for a little bit because, again, they are fucking bombarded with like 16 fucking things. And they're like, pause, we need a second. This nigga was trying to get them to go after they just came from an airplane to go upstairs for 15 minutes and come back downstairs. And they're like, nah, we'll be down in when we get down.
Yep.
And so whatever. So they go upstairs and Molly on the plane was saying some stuff like, or maybe it was before the plane. She was like hinting to like, I got some stuff like to show you like, when we get there.
Yep. That shit was trash.
Okay. So then, so she goes and she pulls out a bra, pant, like a lingerie set
from Rainbow.
I was gonna say Fashion Nova, because that's a little bit high. It's more highbrow.
No, it's definitely from Rainbow.
Well, she's a lawyer. I have to believe she's shopping at Fashion Nova.
You got Ross ass. She was definitely standing in line TJ Maxx. In Corona for that shit.
Yeah, nigga. The first 50 people. Listen, I just, am I like misremembering? Like, didn't, like, hasn't she worn lingerie for him before? Like, it wasn't anything like super spectacular. Like, and I'm not saying like, I'm not like downplaying.
I mean, she
like,
looked good in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not downplaying it because she does look good in it. And like, I get it. Lingerie is hot. But like, no, it was a little underwhelming for a vacation.
Yeah, I'm cool. Just give me a shirt and some hard nipples.
Yeah, or something, I guess. Nah, vacation isn't for shirts. Hard nipples. Anyway, all right, so then we are like, Andrew's very underwhelmed. He's like, oh, thinking it was something else. So So then this nigga pulls out all types of things.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Butt stuff, vibrating stuff. It looked like a good time. And
every hole will be filled, baby.
That's a good night. But anyway, so fucking yeah. So they had that little conversation, and then I don't know what happened from there. Did they stay inside or did they go back down?
No, they had sex.
I mean, but they didn't go back.
No. They was all on the balcony and shit. They was getting in. Right.
Yes, because they were communicating sexually. It was interesting. I saw a lot of people on Twitter go up for that scene. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
I did it. Anyway, so let's see. Let's move on.
And he ate the ass.
Yeah, with the blindfold on.
Hey, man, look.
Very classy. Yeah.
Shout out.
So anyway, all right. So the next day, they meet up with his brother and the wife to go hiking.
Yeah, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up.
I mean, I've been having sex
all night.
You gotta stretch the muscles.
Ass. I'm having a good time. The last thing I want to fucking do
is
burn some calories on some fucking rocks.
I mean, I would be okay walking if we were going shopping, if we were like bar crawling. Like, yeah, I don't want to go just walk up some rocks.
I'm cool.
Ever, really.
It was rewarding at the end.
Yeah, because you get to see stuff.
But, and what the fuck they do? What the fuck is that called?
What? Oh, zip lining.
Yeah, like that shit was cool.
Do you want to do that? I feel like I want to do that, but I feel like I feel like the baby one is to just see if I can do slot zilla.
I have to like I have to be on like to do some shit like that. I would have to be on like a good amount of cocaine.
Wow, you went straight to the coke.
I don't do drugs, so.
Right, that's why I'm shocked you went straight to the coke.
Yeah, like, I would have to do some shit like
that. I thought you were
going
to say like smoke the sight of
fucking like falling.
You know oh, right, because you scared of airplanes.
And fucking, you know, big ass fucking tiger and shit walk up to me, my legs broken and shit.
He just started fucking doing this to you.
That's the type of shit I think about. Like, yeah, man, you know.
That's why I don't want to go.
Somebody from the fucking cartel come to pick me up and shit.
Nigga, what?
Like, that's the type
they wait for your black ass at the bottom of the
shit.
Mountain?
I'll be all broken up and shit. I can't do nothing. It's torturing me and shit. That's the type of shit I think about. But
a tiger or the cartel.
I probably would do it. Mexico got some shit out there, man. I don't know what the fuck.
You know there's no tigers or cartels on fucking Fremont, right? You could just start there.
Shit, you don't know what's on Fremont.
Yo, shit, right.
Going to Mally's.
No thanks.
Shit, you don't know what the fuck you going to pop up with.
It's true.
Yeah, man, but I probably would do some shit like that one time.
Yeah, like nothing like jumping out of a plane or nothing stupid.
Nah, I ain't doing that shit.
But definitely maybe.
Oh, okay. I'll be okay dying without doing it.
Yeah. I always thought like snowboarding and shit is weird because like it's connected to my feet. And so like if I can't swerve away from like a tree or some shit.
No, I ain't doing that.
I'm gonna fucking sunny bun on myself.
What's the dude name from Taken? His wife got killed.
For real?
Doing that.
Doing snowboarding or skiing?
One of them shit.
Skiing kills Sonny Bono.
Who the fuck is that?
Cher's husband. I got you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
No, the nigga from Taken. Like, I'll find
his,
you.
His, like,
I'll
real wife
you.
or his fake wife? Taken no. wife or, like,
no,
Liam
no,
Neeson?
His real wife. His real wife or girlfriend, whatever she was, she died doing some shit like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta,
that's,
you know.
Yeah, that stuff makes me scared.
I lead a wife for the whites.
I mean, like, I'm trying to think, like, what's the most daring thing, like, I'd be willing to do. Like, I don't want to jump out of no plane for sure. Like, maybe, like, I think about Bungie, but then I'd be thinking about the fucking Fresh Prince.
What happened on
and
the
how,
first day?
When fucking Hillary's, fucking dude, his bungee cord broke. And he splatted on the ground.
Ooh.
So, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like ziplining looks fun, but I feel like I probably...
I just do that on Fremont.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, do it first.
I'm not going to do that shit over, like...
The Amazon? Like,
yeah, you got me fucked up.
Like, you fucking fall in the elephant graveyard.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing none of that shit, bro.
Scar come around the corner. Over for you. Okay, so yeah, so hiking. Okay. And then Molly and Andrew just go back to the room.
Go back to the room.
And do they immediately start talking about Andrew? Or
Nathan calls.
No, Andrew. Nathan. Nathan calls. Hey, and he's asking like how Andrew to get out the garage or whatever. can't get out the garage. Can you
very white
it,
ass
can you make it work? Andrew. Sorry to ruin your vacation. But anyway, so in the background, you can hear Issa and Molly's face.
Yeah.
Frowned up like she's like this bitch face frowned up, y'all. Like she wasn't in Puerto Vallarta.
She hurt,
was
man.
She was on vacation.
They both are hurt.
Sometimes you will not activate my bitch face
sometimes
on vacation when I'm on vacation and you're an Inglewood bitch.
Sometimes
like,
vacation fucks you up even more because you try to get away from reality.
Away from it all.
But when reality hits you when you're on vacation, it fucks you up even more because you have more time to think.
You can lead the Molly to Puerto Vallarta, but you can't make her think.
Because they both hurt, man. No matter what you try to do, man. When you've been down
I hear
with
it.
Somebody for that long, I don't give a fuck if you motherfucking Jesus show up in front of your front door. You still gonna be hurt. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
I hear
it's life.
I just I'd be hurt on the plane ride home. You know, my boyfriend brought a butt plug. Like I'm not.
Shit.
I'm not frowning up right now. Anyway, so yeah, so Molly, so they get off the phone, and then Molly's like, pretty much just like digging into Nathan, and like pretty much saying like, what the fuck are they doing together, basically. Yeah. And then like Andrew has to constantly like tell her to fucking slow her fucking roll, and he's like, well, I was gonna say yeah, well, bitch, but he didn't say well, bitch. But he was like, well, like you don't really know what was happening when he left. Like it was like some fucked up shit happening. She's like, what? And then he says, you know, mental health issues. And she's like, oh, is he okay? Like, girl. But anyway, so that's just another like fucking example of fucking Molly just like taking it upon herself to just assume things.
Yeah, hurt people, and then they leave. That's what they say.
Yeah.
So everybody's like in the crossfires right now. Everybody she felt a way about, even if she didn't know in totality what was going on.
And she, guys, I hate to keep bringing this up, but she's on fucking vacation, okay? So she's really letting this shit is really eating her up.
I'm telling you, man. Sometimes that vacation, you because you're sitting a lot. You're not. Sometimes. You know, it's cool to go. You know, you go on vacation, you try to escape. But at that moment when you sit down and you start thinking, that's when that shit start fucking your head up.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing shit with it in a bit.
I hear it. And so then we go to another situation that Molly gets a little volatile about.
Yeah. So they all in that little hot tub shit they was in. That shit was look kind of nice, though.
It did. Everything looked nice.
And
Lawrence directed this episode.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Visual. I mean, he didn't write it. I say he directed. Well, I get, what did he do? Too. Oh yeah. Well, visually it looks nice. I enjoyed it visually. Mm. You could edit this out. Oh, nigga. Okay, so there's a towel, sir, like a towel, yeah, like section or yeah, whatever. And apparently the rules are you have to show your key card. And I've been to places where you have to show your key card to get Do towels. Okay. In Kalahari in Wisconsin, it's like an indoor like water park and like fucking whatever.
Okay.
But you have to do it like that.
Okay.
And then I've been another place that you have to do it. So it's not like out of the ordinary that people would ask for your key card.
Okay.
So
is it out of ordinary to give the white people their...
I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
So before Molly's turn to go to the towels, there are two white girls or two white people in front of her, and it appears as if they just walk up and the girl just hands them, smiling, two towels.
Yeah.
So Molly is like, cool, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Mind you, she's getting the towel for somebody else, so this is probably, when I was watching this I felt like that's probably a seed already. Like, that I'm over here, like, getting irritated and feeling a way about the way somebody is treating me, and it's not even for me.
Yeah.
So, okay. So she's getting the towel from Andrew's brother's wife, or for her.
Yep.
So she goes up, and she's like, one towel, please. And the girl's like, oh, can I see your key card? And she's like, I just got out the pool. Obviously, I don't have my key card. And she's like, oh, well, I need your key card if I'm going to give you a towel.
Yeah.
She's like, bitch, like, you literally just gave these two white people in front of me a towel without asking or saying anything to them.
Yeah.
It becomes a thing. She's like, well, this is policy, and I'm really sorry. Andrew's brother happens to be walking by. And he's like, she's good. She's with me. Here's my key card.
Yeah.
And then the girl tries to hand the towel to the brother, and Molly snatches it and walks away.
Yeah.
So she goes back, and... clearly, Andrew's brother, I'm getting, because the way that the conversation they have afterwards, he was already watching watching her while it was happening. So they go back to the hot tub or whatever they were in, and now there's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly's upset because she felt like they were being racist towards her because they didn't ask the girls in front of her for a key card.
Yeah.
So.
In that situation... I have never been to a resort or anything like that, so I can't speak on what they do. So I'm going off of your words.
I mean, that's in the times I've been places, it's happened to me twice, and it didn't just happen to me. Like it was.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's racist, but I will say, you tend to bend the rules for people you think can fuck your job over.
Yep.
So when I say that, I mean, like, when it comes to anybody in service, mm-hmm. you're going to keep the whites happy, I would say. You want to keep the white folks happy because, you know, if they're not, they're the ones who will
write a letter, go camping,
that type
of
shit.
Ask for your manager.
Go on
Facebook, get you fired.
Yeah. So, and then when it comes to us, we're a little bit more lenient. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be the complete opposite.
Well, I was going to say, it'd be a complete opposite.
I'm not going to bend the rules for you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's.
Oh, no. I meant I'm opposite. Like, I'm more lax with the black people.
I mean, yeah, I am. I don't give a fuck. But that's just how most people operate.
Yeah, I hear
you. So I looked at it as if, you know.
So you're saying if she would have asked the white
girls, I'm going to keep them happy because I know they can threaten my job.
Right.
With
but
you,
I don't believe that you can threaten my job.
I don't think you're going to do anything. So now I'm going to stick to the rules. Mm-hmm. That's just a lot of people that I know operate like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, I wouldn't call it racist or racism, but
adjacent. It's a type of favoritism, and the
deeper
you go into favoritism becomes something else. Like,
It can. I mean, it can be, but in that scenario, I wouldn't
think I don't so. Think that I would have made such a big deal about it. Mostly, but it's hard to say, because what if Andrew's brother didn't come?
Then you gotta go get your key card.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, or go back. I would have just gone back to the hot tub and be like, "Go get your own fucking towel, bitch."
Yeah, I'm not going upstairs.
I'm not going to do any of that.
Ain't nobody tell you to come to the pool with them big ass Lil' Kim eyelashes, anyways. But I mean, Molly does have a reason to be angry. She has a reason to be angry, but then again, look what happened. All she did was snatch the towel. Like, she could have made a big deal about it, and she didn't. She just snatched the towel. So that goes into what I'm saying. It's like, we don't go the extra mile to make sure we get the utmost service, the best service. We just don't do that. And sometimes shit like that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, though. Because it's like, damn, if I fucking hassle Karen for this fucking key card, this bitch gonna clear the whole fucking pool out. Like, I hear it. God, I fucking... Anyway, what else? I'm sorry. You're right. But I also don't know that Molly should... Molly, again, we have to go back to what you're saying. She's on vacation, but her mind isn't there, right? So she, like, yes, this towel thing could have been a situation.
I also don't like extremely privileged people throwing the R word out there like that.
You're talking like we don't know the kind of person Molly is, though. You just said how she was talking to her fucking assistant trash.
And so these are the conversations. Look, Andrew brother is an asshole, no doubt. Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, she got back into the pool and she couldn't hide it. Mm-hmm. Like, Andrew knew something was wrong. Right. Yeah,
obviously.
So, you know.
Well, because, yeah, she the issue wasn't resolved. Yeah. His brother just came in and took the towel.
Yeah.
Or got the towel for her. Like, the issue wasn't resolved. And then as I was walking, like, when I finally got the towel, you didn't even want to fucking give it to me.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, she's definitely visibly mad. Right.
So, you know. She tells Andrew what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, she's explaining herself. And then Andrew was like, was it about race? Was it really about race?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when the conversation.
Oh, because we forgot. He likes playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. And I do, too. I do, too. But
that's why people don't like you.
But what I will. That's a height. But
we like you, Spence.
What I will say is, I don't necessarily believe in karma, but I do believe in the universe.
Okay.
And the way that Andrew's brother, I don't even know the motherfucker's name.
It don't matter. Caucasian.
The way Andrew's brother was talking to Molly at that time was the same way, in my opinion, that Molly was talking to her assistant.
Okay.
And he was coming from an extreme place of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And was digging into her with the why. Mm-hmm. He was asking a lot of why questions.
Yeah, trying to tear down her argument.
And people who are not used to that will act exactly like Molly did.
Yeah, and get defensive. And stop making it about her. Stop making it about explaining how she felt.
Because a nigga like me, I'm turning into Malcolm X, homie. Right there in the pool. What
splash
up?
In the water, like.
But I also, you know, and then it also, you know, I understood Molly. You know, unfortunately, Molly was in a place where she couldn't really explain herself without people sitting down and listening, right. Because she was surrounded by. You know, unfortunately, she was surrounded by people that not only didn't think like her. Andrew can sympathize,
yeah,
but he can never be in your
he
shoes.
Can never understand.
So you're surrounded by people who don't understand what you're about to say.
Yeah.
And you're by yourself. Yeah. So when she was like, well, you know, y'all are different.
Yeah.
It.
And he could not wait to say, we're people of color too. Like, but you look, haven't been.
I keep telling you, hey, look, man, look, for my brothers and my sisters, listen to this. Listen to me. We are not. Stop grouping us in with this people of color shit. Because people like to pick and choose when they decide to use that term.
Yeah, when to be it.
And we have a fucking real, real fucking rocky relationship with the Asian community. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. Because they come from a state of privilege too. And, you know, they have their community. They have their power. We still don't.
Yeah, I hear it.
So it's still like y'all looking down on us. Yeah. So when she says, you know, y'all, we different. Mm-hmm. It's the fucking truth.
Yeah, it is. But again, I feel like him being overly upset about the fact that she said that just was him playing devil's fucking advocate. Like, I don't think that was anything more than just him being like antagonizing. Like, mm. I don't really think he felt like that. I think it's obvious. Like he knows it.
He comes off as an asshole. I can't lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie because I like to dig into people. Mm-hmm. If I was white or I would be asking questions like that. Y'all would really hate me because I would be asking questions like that.
Yeah. No, I ain't got to hate you. I don't need to be around people like that. I don't need that energy. But anyway.
I don't know if it's. People are genuinely curious about how it is for us to walk.
I understand that, but then
how our lives are on the daily basis.
There's a way to present those questions there, or that curiosity is all I'm saying. Like, a nigga like that knew what his tone was sounding like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know, people like that, you can tell when somebody's very irritated, mm-hmm. and I'm going to continue to agitate you.
So, she leaves. Because it is getting too much to her.
Yep. Not, she left by saying, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, yeah, pretty standard. So she ends up calling her therapist.
Yeah.
So
that was good.
Yeah. I'm really happy that she did that. And I'm hoping by the conversation that she or the message that she was leaving gave me vibes as if she not like felt any different about how she just reacted about the towel thing, but maybe realizing that it's something more than the fucking towel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was the kind of, that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, but yeah, she was already brewing in the dome.
For sure. So that was a good look. And so on their way back or at the airport, they run into Lawrence. Andrew and Molly run into Lawrence.
Yeah. Very awkward.
Yeah. Lawrence is coming from Frisco and, you know, they're coming from Mexico. And, yeah, real awkward. They didn't know if they want a handshake or hug or high five or I don't know. It was not really much to say about that conversation. It was just awkward as fuck. Yeah. Like, they both don't know how to act around each other.
Not even, you know, talking shit by my mans.
Yeah. So,
when you've been talking shit, it's always awkward when the person you're talking shit about is in front of your face.
Yeah, no, right. So anyway, so on his way out of the airport, he is on the phone and it's to the something like, oh, I was just thinking about you. Is that what it is? Like, and pretty much like, yeah, can we link up? Yeah. Who was it?
I seen the preview. The preview.
Oh, see, I don't watch him.
See, I didn't either. Him. And it caught me. I usually don't watch him. I turn it off.
Oh, okay. So
I'll
say
but that. I started doing something and now I'll find out who it is. But it's been what I've been saying. I think I said it in episode 1 or 2.
Okay. So it's probably what I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's what I thought.
And then I guess they got Kelly is directing
the next episode.
The next episode.
I'm excited. I mean, maybe she'll direct herself into it more.
Just give me more funny Kelly, please.
Yeah, I mean, but the serious Kelly that you keep talking of, like you keep saying that you hate, like she really be saying like 3 to 5 words.
That's
like.
Too much.
If it ain't a joke, bitch.
I don't like at all.
So
like, I don't want to hear. I don't need like Madea quotes from you.
Are you okay as a Madea quote?
I don't want Madea quotes. Like there's a lot of Tyler Perry films that I can watch if I want that.
Why though? Why would you?
Exactly. So why would I want somebody that's funny as fuck to me turning into that role? Please don't.
Oh, okay, so I shouldn't launch that new podcast with Maya Angelou quotes?
I hope not.
Just kidding, obviously.
I fucking hope not.
How could I ever get through a serious podcast? That's why serious people don't ever invite me on their show.
I mean, then I'm alive. You don't always need to be super fucking serious. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You don't always need to.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, that's episode 7. I feel like we really stretched this out because this was another episode of not a goddamn thing, really.
If you are available. Fucking interludes and shit. These are fucking episodes, bro. Shit.
So there's 2 more. And
put this shit on YouTube.
Webisodes.
Like, this shit is short as day, short as fuck. And if you count the credits, the recap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the preview.
It's 19 minutes long.
Bro.
So we got about 36 minutes left.
No bullshit. Like, this shit is. This is an EP.
39 and a half. Yeah, definitely a 6-track
EP. And it's just been very underwhelming.
Yeah, kind of. This has been fun, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, this has made it fun. We're emotionally invested, but the series in total has just been pretty kind of let down.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what direction we would go in for next season. And if they don't do something awesome in these next two, like HBO, might not. I'm just kidding. The buzz is big.
They're already giving them 10 9-minute episodes. So yeah, I mean,
yeah. I mean, the buzz is hot. I mean, we're watching it because we're invested, like you said.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like we're making it, like, y'all don't watch the rest of this show.
No, man.
Watch it because, like, we've been watching it.
It's part of it's part of my daily routine now. So, not daily.
I was going to say.
God, not daily.
That would say that
it's
you
part of my,
watch it 6 more times than you actually do. Yeah,
it's part of my Sunday routine. It's just something that's part of my. But. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
What?
Don't turn into the show.
What is going to happen the last 2 episodes? But we'll see.
What are your predictions?
The phone call. That phone call is going to put some stuff back to where it used to be, maybe. Or at least, like, begin the process and start the wheels to turning. And then I'm hoping that Molly, because the last time she went to her therapist, she kind of kept that shit pretty, like, honest. Like, she learned how to, like, really open up to her, like, after she got comfortable. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that she'll go back and, like, really, like, not point all the fingers at everybody else and just kind of lay it out and let somebody else you know what I'm saying?
That's a strong feat, though. That's
pretty, no, I know. I mean, you ask my hopes and dreams.
Putting yourself in the victim role is very comfortable. So it's very tough to turn those fingers and point them at yourself.
Yikes. Yeah, well, you asked my aspirations and dreams. You didn't ask me, so like, realistically.
You got any predictions for next? Oh, man, I just asked you that, huh? I don't know if I have.
Everyone.
I don't know if I have any predictions. This didn't leave me off. I seen the preview.
Okay, I need you to never watch another. Well, it's only one more.
I tried not to.
Don't, like.
But the problem is it's more than one guy in the picture now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see.
What? She better not lie.
I don't see her. I see her, like, serial dating.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as you're keeping it, like, real. As long as everybody know. Yeah. So, anyway, that's it.
All right.
It's episode 7. We got 2 more. We'll see you guys next
week. Hey, next week. Peace.
Bye.